Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Welcome to Look at My Records. We kicked off the show in style, man, playing one of my favorite local bands, Parrot Dream. What a band, right? What a great band. You know anything about those guys? Mike Mihalik of Good Eye Records?
No.
You don't know Parrot Dream? Well, let me tell you about them. Mm-hmm. They're this really great band. They were based in Chile. That's where Gonzalo is from.
Right.
And Gonzalo and Kiki met in Chile. And then they came here and they were looking for somebody to put out their record, this really great record that they put out in August of 2018 called The Light Goes. Mm-hmm. And this great label, Good Eye Records, based in Bushwick, Brooklyn, put it out.
No,
not really. Not familiar with them? No. Well, Mike, it's great to have you here. Mike Mihalik, founder, CEO of Good Eye Records, sure. President of Good Eye Records,
whatever,
and If you guys liked that song, it's called Cloud Chaser by Parrot Dream off of their debut LP, Light Goes, which was put out on Good Eye Records. You can get it via goodeyerecords.com on red, blood red, translucent vinyl.
That's correct.
That's correct.
I believe you have a copy.
I do have a copy, and I've kind of worn it out already.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Played it a lot.
I'll have to get you another one.
So, Mike, we actually have a good amount in common. We're both from New Jersey. We're both non-musicians, right?
No.
Do you play any music?
I tried.
Yeah, me too. I tried. I couldn't really do it. No. We're both from New Jersey, and you started Good Eye Records about 2 years ago. Is that right? Yeah. About two-ish years ago?
In earnest, yeah.
Yeah. And before that, you were the founder of this very well-known music blog based out of New Jersey called Speaking to My Good Eye.
Mm. Co-founder.
Co-founder?
I wouldn't even say founder. Chris Rotolo, founder. Me, something.
You're intimately involved in it, though. You're very involved.
At this point, yeah.
Tell me about how you started getting involved with the New Jersey music scene. You're from down the shore.
Yep.
Kind of like me. I'm not really from down the shore, but I'm originally from Staten Island, kind of like in there. And how'd you start getting into local music and going to shows? Do you remember going to Birch Hill or Chrome or anything like
that? No. I'm pretty exclusively kind of from Asbury Park. With all that, I just started going to shows, seeing the same people, same faces. And was lucky enough to run into some folks that just are always out in support of live music and especially local independent music. I did that 5 or 6 nights out of the week, and to my detriment, ultimately. It was just when I was younger, that was really all I wanted to do, was to go out and see live music. You know, I went to Bonnaroo in 2009, and I'd never been to anything like that. And I remember just being there, and I had the thought of, like, how do I make whatever this is, like, my whole life? So I was 19 when that happened. I'm 29 now. So in the intervening 10 years, I've just kind of sought that same sort of energy. So there you go.
And how'd you decide to get involved in, you make the transition basically from just being a spectator, enjoying listening to music, going to gigs and stuff, and becoming more involved in covering it through Speaking to My Good Eye and other ventures like that, doing, you're a PR professional as well. Mm-hmm. You have a background in that. When did you decide to make the transition?
Yeah. So before any of this, I went to college. I have a BFA in screenwriting. So I've always been interested in larger narratives and, you know, how things kind of play out over time. So as far as like getting into music, that kind of came back in a way. So, you know, you write a post about a band, you track their sort of growth or whatever it is they're doing. And that's great, but you know, you really want to get in on a larger level and like really help shape these album narratives. And then to PR, that definitely scratched that itch, but then that was more like, you know, okay, 3 months and then, you know, they're not doing, you know, they're off. So, and maybe they go to a different company for their next thing, you know, who knows, things change all the time. So with the label, I feel like I was able to, get in on that larger level and also, elevate sort of different voices doing different things. So, yeah.
Part of starting the label was more of a desire to really buy into certain artists and projects and follow them all the way along and really give them all your attention and effort.
Yeah. And it's just, as I say to anybody that's younger, that may ask for advice, you know, if it's a lifestyle, it's not just like a job or, anything that, you know, I'm just trying to like make a lot of money off of. If you're trying to make a lot of money, don't get into this. But that's how you and I met, in the same sort of putting that energy out there. You know, I saw you doing what you were doing. I said, I got to meet this guy. Let's get a beer. I think we were at Trans Picos within like an hour or two.
We were like, let's go see Clearance and Spud Cannon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both bands who I've had on this program, by the way.
There you go.
So yeah, that was a lot of fun the first time we met. We had a blast.
Right. So, you know, it's not just putting out records or, you know, promoting music. It's also, again, a lifestyle, a meeting someone like you or other people kind of in our orbit. It's just what I want to do. Comes naturally.
Tell me about starting the label. What clicked for you? We were talking before we came on the air. Was Lunch Ladies one of the first big things you put out on the label? Was it, what sparked your desire to, at this point in 2017, start up the label? Were you really invested in that project in particular? And like, I want to put something out by you guys? Or what was the thought process and what inspired you at that moment to really take it earnestly, like you said, and start the label?
This is good because I got coffee with someone right before this and I gave them the long version. So now I know how to do this real short. So, when I was in college, and people say like, oh, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I went to school in Manhattan and I was like, I had done some internships by then, but mostly in film. So I was like, I see myself and like all my friends from school, they're graphic designers, they're animators. Everyone's got their specialty. You know, we're in an office in Greenpoint. I don't know what we're doing. Maybe we're making films, whatever it is. But everyone, there's no wasted energy. There's no wasted space. Like everyone's got a desk, et cetera. We're in this office. I don't know, this loose idea I had. And then I interviewed for a job with a very prominent label who has that, you know, I think I got to about 5 in-person interviews. I didn't get the job. I was really broken up about it. And I was trying to figure out why it was versus plenty of other jobs that I haven't gotten, like why I was so upset. And then I realized that initial idea I had 10 years ago, they had that. And I was like, oh, shoot, like that's what I thought I was missing out on. And so at that point, it's the same impetus that started speaking to my good eye. Like before that, I worked in editorial. I got laid off twice before I was 22.
Wow.
One company in particular that just laid off 250 people. You can probably guess who. So that same thought of like, all right, let's start speaking my good eye. Nobody can take that away from me. I had like an aha moment. I was in Oakland, California with one of our bands, Make Under, timelining what they were going to do for the year. And I was just like, what am I doing? Why am I not just pursuing this? So there you go. So Lunch Ladies, they had some pretty big labels talking to them. It was a super, super dirty secret in Asbury Park. I had written about like one of their demos on Speaking to My Good Eye. I saw it on Facebook, apropos of nothing. So I was a fan, supporter of them before they even like had real music going on. So just walked up to them outside of a show at the Saint in Asbury Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I just said, hey, I hear you got all this stuff going on. Just know that I'm interested. And at the very least, like use my interest as leverage to like maybe get a better deal with one of these bigger labels. So time went on and just kept talking, and yeah, it turned out that was the right fit, and it took off on Spotify, and hooray.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
And then you had a pretty eventful 2018 for the label, releases from The Rare Flowers or from New Jersey, Russian Baths, I love the EP, and Parrot Dream, who's a band that I love, and they're great people. I'm very curious, how'd you come across them and decide to sign them? Because I always felt they were a very underappreciated band. They're a great dream pop shoegaze band in Brooklyn. And I'm so happy that you guys were able to come together and put out this great debut album by them, Light Goes. How'd you come across Parrot Dream and why'd you decide to sign them?
Oh, it's funny that you kind of, without knowing, linked the previous story, because when the Lunch Ladies thing was happening and it was kind of taking off, I wanted Randy, Parrot Dream's manager, to manage Lunch Ladies, because it was the same thing, like kind of how I kind of met you. I saw like oh, this guy, you know, he's managing Fruit and Flowers, he's managing these bands.
And he lives in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Randy.
Yeah. What a guy. Great guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, so him and I developed a little bit of a relationship, and he came to me with it, and that's pretty much how that happened. That is the story. But I, you know, I had seen them before and had the same thought. I just didn't know what they were up to. So yeah, that's how that happened.
And tell me what's next for the label? What's sure. coming up in 2019?
Mm-hmm. We just put out an EP from a band called Cathedral Bells.
Excellent EP. Really good.
I love it. Currently working an EP called Private Profit, a band called Moniker, Richmond, Virginia.
Just dropped a single, right?
Mm-hmm. On Thursday, available on all streaming platforms. March, we'll have an EP from a band called Quiet Kids. They're from McAllen, Texas, all the way down by the border. Then after that, we're releasing an album from Looms, and then a Make Under album, and an album from a band called Carriers, based out of Cincinnati.
Very busy year. Mm-hmm. And how do you go about recruiting all of these bands and bringing them under the Good Eye label? Mm-hmm. Because I noticed a lot of them from last year and before in the area, Brooklyn, New Jersey, for the most part, right? Yeah. Now it seems like you're expanding. You mentioned you're signing a band based out of Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. That's a really great music scene there, yeah. by the way. I really have to say I've been impressed with a lot of bands coming out of Richmond, Virginia in the last few years. One I can think of off the top of my head, Young Scum. Mm-hmm. A lot of great bands there and other places like Cincinnati.
Right.
When did you decide to kind of like expand geographically?
So with last year, this was the thought I had just at the outset. I never wanted to be like just a Brooklyn label or even like a shoegaze label or something like that, you know, because that can happen quick, at least with my taste and what's around. So that was definitely a conscious effort. So we put out an EP from an artist named Andy Cook last year, and he's from Minneapolis. Scarves are from Seattle. So we did a pretty good job of keeping things spread out geographically. That has happened primarily through people emailing me, which submissions are open, michael@goodeyerecords.com. But in the specific case of Scarves, I had premiered one of their videos on Speaking to My Good Eye well before the label had started up. And then once it was started, they emailed me based off that. So didn't know when I was doing that stuff that this is what it would circle back around to, but there you go.
Nice.
Accidental A&R blog.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's play some songs by some of the artists on your label. Mm-hmm. We were talking beforehand. I kind of picked some of my favorites. I'd say we start off with Scarves. This came out, Dinner Dates for the End of Days. This came out last year. Mm-hmm. It was a Good Eye Records release. Shelter is the name of the song. Great song.
Right on.
Slender Man by Russian Baths, mm-hmm. off of their EP that came out last year on Good Eye Records. Another really great song. How'd you discover Russian Baths? How'd you come across them too?
So there is a long version of this story again. So short version. We were doing Lunch Ladies. I was starting to get a little bit of confidence in just being able to do any of this. And I went to a show with my friend Mike at Sunnyvale. And it was just my friend sometimes will just come to me and say, hey, you know, I want to go to a show tonight. You just tell me where we're going and let's do it. I'm like, okay, great. So I think it was Creepoid, maybe Dino Walrus. Like it was that kind of night. And Russian Bass played. I'd never heard of them. And I was blown away. And this was 2 years ago. So I went home. I literally wrote their name on a napkin. And then over time, I don't know what happened. I was just like, you know what? They're too cool. Like I threw the napkin out. And then months, like in November, I went to High Waisted's tour, come home party, whatever you want to call it. And there was an after party. I see my friend Drew from college. at the after party and go, oh my God, Drew, so good to see you, blah, blah, blah. This guy next to him introduces himself exactly this way. He says, hey, how's it going? My name's Luke. I play in a band called Russian Baths. And I just like, you can't, it's an audio medium, but
we're
the face
hands.
I'm making, my eyes are going wide and I'm just, I'm looking at it and I'm like, yeah, I know your band.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to word vomit how much I loved his band. And then he said, well, that's cool because we have an EP and more music beyond that. We're just looking for a label.
Boom. Rest is history.
But
and this
how about
EP
that,
yeah. came out.
Mm-hmm.
This awesome EP
right
came out.
Around this time last year.
Around this time. It's yeah. called Penance. It's amazing. And we're going to play, this is the lead single, Slender Man, mm-hmm. that we're going to play. And after that, we'll play New Generation by the Rare Flowers and a song by Darkwing. How do you say this? Quid for Fasir?
I'm going to let you
yeah,
twist
Quid
in the wind.
Quid Fasir. Great local band too. Darkwing. Mm-hmm. Darkwing. Yeah. Definitely dark. And then a brand new song by Cathedral Bells off of their debut EP, self-titled.
Mm-hmm.
It's called A Passing Phase.
Yep.
So we're going to play five songs and then we'll come back. But these, all cool. these artists are on the Good Eye Record label, people. You can get all of their music via goodeyerecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here hanging out with Good Eye Records founder Mike Mihalik. But we're going to take it away with Shelter by the Seattle band. I didn't know they were from Seattle.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Now I learned. Seattle
but
band.
They might be moving here soon.
Oh, that's cool. Well, Scarves, when you come... You come on the show, we'll
go.
Have some coffee, we'll have beers, we'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to listen to them. This one's called Shelter by Scarves, and we'll be back shortly.
Thank you. to thank you for the time. I'm sure the pleasure was all mine. I don't know if you're alone. I never call you on the phone.
Shout out to Cathedral Bells for the dope outro.
My mic's on. There it is.
There we go. Great outro, Cathedral Bells. But that one's called A Passing Phase by Cathedral Bells. That's the most recent release by Good Eye Records. February 1st, this dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called A Passing Phase off of their self-titled EP. Let's circle back, go through this set real quick. Shelter by Scarves off of their 2018 album, Dinner Dates for the End of Days. After that, we heard Slender Man by Russian Bats, really awesome band that we both gushed about before, off of their EP, Penance. After that, New Generation by The Rare Flowers, another EP released on Good Eye Records in 2018. Quid Facere by Darkwing.
Still not going to help you with that.
Yeah, let's just throw it out into the world. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we wrapped it up again with A Passing Phase by Cathedral Bells off of their brand new EP, self-titled. You guys, I know you dug the tunes, so go straight to goodeyerecords.com. Get this music from the site.
Yes.
Mike Mihalik right here hanging out with me on today's edition of Look at My Records. He's a founder, president, CEO, label boss of this wonderful Bushwick-based label. All right, now we're transitioning to the second portion of the program where you pick some records from my record collection and we're going to play them.
Hooray.
I think we may only have time for three, unfortunately, but we're going to kick it off with Shame.
Shame.
Great record that they put out last year.
Mm-hmm.
Were you like immediately drawn to it? Like, oh, this UK band.
Nope.
And they're like kind of crazy. I heard they're nuts.
Yeah.
I think you may have told me they're nuts live or someone did. I can't remember.
Maybe. Yeah. I have a weird thing in life where somebody tells me, Mike, you're going to love this thing. And then immediately I'm like, no, you don't know me that well. So then I won't listen to it for months to my own, you know, detriment. And then I'll finally listen to it. I'm like, they're right. Why didn't I just snap up on this? So, yeah, it's a great record. I think it's soundtracked a lot of my coffee work station afternoons.
Awesome.
You can often find me, shout out Coco Grinder on Knickerbocker.
Great coffee place.
It's a chain, but they're good people.
They're good people.
Good people. Good smoothies, too.
Love smoothies.
Mm. I haven't had the food, actually, but every time it comes out, it smells real good.
Gotta assume it's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's good.
I'm giving away the location. Where I live close enough to where it's like, oh, I'm not going to get food. I can just go home. But, yeah, Shame. I think language on the label opened for Shame at Babies All Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
A lot, but before I was involved. So,
and the record's called Songs of Praise. Mm-hmm. What song did you want to hear from Songs of Praise?
One Riesla. So that's now it's my turn to struggle with the pronunciation.
There we go. And that's what we'll have queued up first. And then after that, mm-hmm. I love this band. They unfortunately broke up last summer.
It's crazy.
They're from the Jersey Shore originally. Yeah. Hey Anna, near and dear to my heart. They brought me this vinyl record of Run Coco when I had them on my podcast last year, and they signed it and everything. And you did PR for this record, you were telling me, Run Coco, when it came out in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the song that I picked, it premiered on consequenceofsound.com, and it worked out. It was my favorite song on the record before we went to work it. I was like, this is my favorite. And they asked, you know, here's like one or two dates that it'll premiere on. And it premiered on my birthday.
Oh.
Very
nice.
That's fun.
We love Hey Anna here. Shout out
June 2nd, 2015.
Shout out to Matt, the drummer.
The day I got off my parents' health insurance.
Oh, that's awesome.
Never looked back.
The twins, Katie and Anna and Aaron. Aaron's out in San Francisco. If you're listening, we love y'all. Get back together, though, and record all those new songs you had. Because they had like a bunch of new songs.
Did they?
And they broke up.
Mm.
I hope those songs see the light of day soon or someday. Because I was a big, big, big fan of Hey Anna.
Ties that bind.
Yeah.
Blood.
And then to wrap it up, we got Ginger Lee's, the record that they put out last year, Turtle Doves. Mm-hmm. I love this band. Ever since they put out that 7-inch single a couple of years ago, like 2015 or 2014, I was just like hooked to this band's music. They really wrote like really catchy indie pop songs.
Yep.
Do you have any connection to this record? Or are you just a big fan?
Yeah, I'm just a fan. Saw them live. Can't remember where. It might have been Secret Project Robot a while back. Maybe it was even Old Palisades. But I remember that was one of those Russian bass things. I don't know if they made it onto the napkin, the infamous napkin. Could have.
Yeah.
There was five names on there, and I can't remember the other ones.
Incredible.
I think they might have been it. And then I forget what label they worked with, but I remember they had the rollout of that was what it deserved.
Yeah. This really was good. On Top Shelf and Babe City Records.
Okay. So.
There we go. There we go. All right. Let's play these songs. We got Run Rizla by Shame, followed by Hannah and Ginger Lee's, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show. You're listening to Look at My Records.
My nails ain't manicured. My voice ain't the best you've heard. And you can choose to hate my words. But
Whoa, we're back to wrap up the program. Hey, we heard Mike's picks. Mike Mahalik of Good Eye Records, the best label ever, dubbing it as such right here on this program. You heard it here first.
Damn.
We heard Mike's record picks, which included Shame, Hey Anna, and Ginger Lee's. Mm-hmm. Ginger Lee's long-awaited 2017 debut album. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome.
Runs
great
as a
picks.
45.
I love... Yeah, Runs as a 45. We learned that if you're playing this Ginger Lee album live on the air, it's a 12-inch, but it runs as a 45, mm-hmm. not a 33. So just know that. They don't sound that slow at the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's not it's what was remix. Supposed to happen. All right, but we're coming to the end of the program, man. Anything you'd like to say before we wrap up about the label? What are your plans for 2019? Mm-hmm. You got some releases coming out, right? Anything exciting going on?
I mean, yeah. Aside from that, even if you're not a musician, whatever it is that you do in the arts or just you run a space that you're thinking about hosting shows or any sort of creative collaboration, wide open. Let's do some cool stuff.
Let's collab, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stop, collaborate with Good Eye Records.
Oh, boy.
And listen mm-hmm. to the artists and musicians on Good Eye Records.
I'm glad you got there.
Yeah.
It was a long road.
It's a long road. But thanks so much for coming on.
Thank
Always a pleasure
me.
Hanging out with you. You're mm-hmm. a great guy, Mike Mahalik of Good Eye Records. You guys find him on Facebook, Good Eye Records. Like him on Facebook, Instagram. If you're interested
Good Eye Records,
in buying anything released by Good Eye Records, goodeyerecords.com. There you can get Parrot Dream's new album, which came out in August on blood red translucent vinyl.
Blood
the new
red.
Cathedral Bells EP, which is available on cassette.
Tapes.
Scarves. Is that on vinyl?
It's also on vinyl.
Vinyl. There's so much.
There's a color variant.
At this website that you can buy. And you can get the Lunch Ladies a 2017 album down on Sunset Strip. And we're going to wrap up the program by playing Lazy. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys
That's how I'm feeling.
Next week. We're going to go relax now. Yeah.
Love you.